Welcome to For the Health of It, starring Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. She is joined by producer Mike Clark. This dynamic, sometimes crazy, sometimes funny, and always entertaining duo will inspire you to eat, move, sleep, think, and live better. You're listening to Raw Talk about full potential living for the health of it.
What an incredible day that we happen to all make it to the studio. We even have Elizabeth with us today. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello.
Glad you're here. I tell you, Mike has had a lot going on. How's your life, Mike?
Crazy busy. Like, really? I could barely fit you in here today.
Wait. I'm sorry. Before we get into that, I think Emily needs to give a disclaimer.
I would just like to say for today's show, if you have small children listening, you may not want to let them continue. And if you don't have headphones in, or you have your computer somewhere where someone else can hear the radio show, you might want to make it so that you're the only one listening, because we're going to be using some graphic and profane words in today's show. Yes.
How fun.
I'm not going to let you know what that word is yet, because I want to make absolute sure that no one else that could be offended is listening to this show right now.
That's it for legal.
Okay, then. Okay, so the four-letter word we are discussing is?
Busy.
There, she said it.
Okay. I have to go wash my mouth out with soap.
Okay, no, seriously, folks. This has changed my life. It started maybe 6 weeks ago. We had a pretty big change in the office. My associate doctor recently, Dr. Christana, who you've heard on the show, she has moved to Michigan. She is having a child, which is so exciting. So I found myself for the first time in 17 years being the only doctor in the office. So as you can imagine, I had a lot of friends and patients saying things like, are you going to be able to handle it? Your life is going to be so busy. It's going to be so busy in the office.
I think I said that to you. Can you do
it? Oh, yeah. It was the natural thing to say. Yeah. And then my language was, I hope I can handle it. It's going to be so busy. And so for the first several weeks, I would come home. How busy was it? Oh, it was just a little busy. Oh, it was crazy busy. Or it was so busy. Or, hey, Emily, how busy are we today? Or how busy was it? And that was all we talked about. And it got to the point where something inside me just was not liking how it felt, because the truth was, I was enjoying the day. Even when I was busy, quote unquote, I was having so much fun. I wasn't feeling overwhelmed. And I found myself using this word busy in a way that it was confusing. I was almost glorifying it. So I came across an article. And the article basically said that this whole idea that we live in America in the 21st century, we've had to listen to a lot of people tell you how busy you are. And it's become something we boast about, but we disguise it as a complaint. Oh, I'm so busy, which really means I'm so important. Or you're not very important because I'm so busy, I'm not sure I can have lunch with you.
That was her high society English accent.
It was quite good, too. You hate it when I say I'm busy.
Yes.
You always call me out on
well,
that.
Well, it's because it's not that it's because you're busy, it's a mindset that causes you to tell everybody how busy you are and then to sort of drain energy from you.
Right.
It's a pet peeve.
You always
of
call
mine.
Me out yes. on that. She does.
Well, and Tim Kreider is an author who wrote an article in the New York Times called The Busy Trap. And he said that as Americans, we're addicted to busyness and we dread what we might have to face in its absence.
Ooh.
Like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I have 98 emails in my inbox that I wrote that have the word busy in them. That's how busy I am. I could sit there and count them all.
Yeah. I was saying, but you're not so busy that you can search your inbox for
you have 98
busy.
That you haven't read?
No, that say I'm so busy.
Yeah.
But you're doing that because it's makes you feel more important, because if you weren't busy, then in our society,
right,
you'd be a loser.
Yep.
Exactly.
But that's not true.
Well, and this idea that it's a hedge against emptiness, I think may be true for some people. I also think that it's a stigma, you know, and I almost think that just listening to people that truly, truly, if they were to write down how many available hours, if you take away like your actual clocked in hours at work, or you take away your grooming hours, you take away your interactive hours with situations, if you just looked at your life, people really aren't that busy. And I actually have noticed that people who are less busy fill that void and talk about how busy they are sometimes than people who are like literally driving the bus, working three different jobs to make ends meet. They're tired, but they don't even consider themselves busy. It's all an illusion.
It's an illusion because if you're a single mother working three minimum wage jobs, you don't say I'm busy. You say I'm tired. I'm exhausted. Right. I'm overworked.
And I can honestly say at this point right now, even though I may be adjusting more people than I ever have before, and I have a lot in my schedule, I can honestly say that I'm not that busy.
I agree.
I find a lot of time to be lazy, and it's fantastic.
You used to be busy.
I did.
But now that you're balanced.
The funny thing is, I'm more successful by America's standards, meaning what I've accomplished or what I've accumulated, or if I were to make a list of my accomplishments, I'm no less accomplished, but I really don't do as much. I have more downtime than I ever have had in my life because I've decided to.
Right.
And if anything, I've enjoyed telling people that.
Being busy is letting your life run you instead of you choosing to run your own life.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's
wow,
really
how deep,
good.
Emily.
But it's a conscious choice to control your schedule.
That's true. And when people say, what'd you do over lunch? Oh, I had 3 hours off and 2 hours of it was just hanging around my house doing nothing.
You bum.
Right. I don't think I could have said that before.
Can we hurry up with this podcast? I'm really busy. Don't kidding.
See, now, okay, no, this is a good point. Let's just say you weren't joking.
I was joking.
Right, but if you weren't, you know how that makes people feel? It's amazing how when you're busy, you give a person directly or indirectly a message that they're not important to you.
Right.
And as people have walked into my office, are you busy? Do you have time for me? We stop and we look at them and we say, of course we have time for you. Or, oh, sure, there's a lot going on, but if we always have time for you. And since we've stopped using the word busy in the office, we've found replacements such as, wow, we were really on purpose today. Wow, look at all the people we served. What a fun day that was. And since we've been saying those words instead, I feel different at the end of the day, just by choosing how I
really?
Look at it. Yeah.
I'm going to try that.
Yeah, I never thought
can
of it
I
that
way.
Can I
say out straight instead?
That's worse.
Oh. You can say, I'm so engrossed in my fabulous life. How are you?
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh. But don't you think that...
I might sound a little bi-curious if I say that.
It's true, though, if you're around a busy person, you kind of feel almost shut out from what they're doing.
Yes.
And it's also an energy drain on the other person. Like, mm-hmm. if I'm around somebody that's like so busy, I feel tired after I'm done talking to them.
I used to have people say that to me. Like, you're really almost difficult to be around because, what did you used to call me?
A whirling dervish.
She was a whirling dervish.
She was a whirling dervish.
Like you feel like you have to fight for their attention. Like, look what I can do. Look what I can do.
Yeah, you actually seem much more relaxed to me now than
I am.
You used to be.
I am. Yeah. And honestly, I don't.
What about
I don't,
me?
I don't necessarily
you?
Do less.
Well, you did lose all your hair.
I did?
I think the thing with you, Mike,
who invited Emily to this show anyway?
I'm going to answer your question because I do have a very clear opinion about how I think
about asked you that.
But we're going to take a break first.
Oh.
So when we come back, you can hear my real opinion if I think Mike is busy.
A cliffhanger.
You're listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host is Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you're in the Southern New Hampshire area, you can schedule a health consultation and examination with Dr. Jenny. To schedule, call 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, go to www.spinalcorrectivecenter.com or call 673-5600. To find a chiropractor in your area, go to www.chiropractic.org/doctorfinder. Now back to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.
We're back. And Mike, before the break, had asked, do you think I'm busy? Is that what you said? Do you think I'm busy? Mike is one of the hardest working people I know, truly. Like, I know enough about his life to know how many hours he works, how much he puts into his work. I know he loves it.
I do.
And I know he doesn't complain about it. but you never seem in a rush, Mike.
Really?
When if I were to call you on the phone, you could be in the middle of a session, have hours worth of work, and he's going to sit and take a minute to chit-chat.
I will.
He will. He will always stop.
I'll never rush you through a conversation.
No, he'll always stop and give you a hug. He'll always ask you how you're doing. He might say, well, okay, I need to get back. And he'll go, but you never make someone feel not important. And I know you probably do amazing work because you don't rush through it.
I don't.
And that's the difference between being busy and just and being on purpose. To me, you're on purpose. And I never feel like, oh, I don't want to call him because he's just going to be busy and not hear what I have to say or what, you know, I always feel heard. And that's something I've been striving to do, is to make everyone around me feel important, to not go on and on about how busy I am, because really, who cares? Who wants to? We're all busy.
Yeah, no one
cares. We all have a lot going on in our lives.
It's one of those things people don't want to hear about, kind of like how many times you've tried to leave your boyfriend for the past 5 years and you just can't.
Right. It's like that's the category of, I don't really want to hear that.
No, people only want to hear about themselves. They don't want to hear about you and what you're doing. So if you talk, you know, if you start delving into all the things that you have to do and that how busy you are, it shuts them down.
Do you guys want to hear what I'm doing this weekend?
I would love
yes.
to.
Psych.
I'm not doing anything. But I do want to hear, Emily, because I want to hear what you have to say about other cultures, because you used to live in France.
Oh, so, oui, oui.
Yeah, so this idea of busyness, did you see that there?
It is totally different there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
First of all, they take 2 hours off, which we get to do, fortunately, in my job many days.
Oh, for lunch?
Yeah, they take 2 hours off for lunch, and people literally just go home and relax. They don't try and fit in as many chores as they possibly can during their break. They just go relax, have a nice long lunch, sometimes with wine and a nap with their families. All the grocery stores shut down. It's amazing.
That's you can't wild.
You can't even buy bread.
That'll never happen in America, I don't think.
No, that wouldn't.
True. We'd go
back. So do people talk about being busy? Do you hear that?
I never heard that when I was there.
No. So it, to some extent, I do think it's a cultural thing that we've created. There's this article, I believe the website's called opinions.com, and Bridget Schulte, she's a Washington Post staff writer. She wrote this article. Oh, it's actually adapted from her book called Overwhelmed, and it's called Why Being Too Busy Makes Us Feel So Good. And she talks about how somewhere around the 20th century, the end of the 20th century, busyness became not just a life, but a badge of honor.
Absolutely. That's so weird. I was just going to say that.
Yeah, and actually she uses the phrase, life, sociologists say, became an exhausting everyday-a-thon.
Well, I notice a lot of people on Facebook always have to post everything that they're doing, like as far as work goes.
I'm too busy to register to vote.
Right. Right. It's like, wait a minute.
Can you guys keep it down? I'm trying to update my Twitter.
Right. I'm too busy to date. I'm too busy to make friends outside my office. I'm too busy to take a vacation or to sleep or to have sex. The author actually talks about there's certain words and phrases that literally didn't even really happen before the 70s. So words like hectic, whirlwind, consumed, crazy, constantly on the run, way too fast. That's like, we hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even in our vocabulary before the 1970s. People actually compete over being busy. It's like a status thing. You know, if you're busy, you're important.
Absolutely.
This whole keeping up with the Joneses used to be about money and possessions. Now it's, if you're as busy as the Joneses, you know, then you're good. Isn't that interesting?
It's true. Yeah, it's true.
Or how many activities you have your kids enrolled in, how many lessons they're taking, and how many camps they're going to. When my kids never had a lesson or went to a camp, but they're older. But
When I was little, I might have taken, like, I took gymnastics and different lessons, but it was about you wake up, you go outside and play, and you come back in when you need food.
Right, when the sun is going down.
But there's neuroscience that shows that when they use the term idle, which for many people could just be sitting on the couch, meditating, actually just sitting there eating and not trying to do something else while we eat. When we're being idle, our brains are actually the most open to inspiration and creativity. That's why you might have the best ideas in the shower or while driving. When we're not multitasking, when we're just being, we actually have those moments of true clarity and inspiration. And I've tapped into that recently. And once you understand it, you look for ways to find it. I call it my hammock time. Like, I just want to go do that because I not only feel more balanced, but I have more success when I am working and when I am busy, because I have a clear mind.
Right. You refuel a little bit.
Yeah. Like if I could actually sit for a half hour and just kind of idly think about how my day could go, I'm going to have a more productive day than if I just, without even thinking, start doing.
Hammock time.
Hammock time.
Plus, it's so much nicer to get an email that's written from someone in a place of inspiration rather than while they were driving.
Mm-hmm. True.
Isn't that illegal to write your emails while you're driving?
Oops.
Oh, poor Emily. Well, and just to wrap this up, here's the thing. I don't necessarily think, and the immediate answer is that we're telling people they have to stop being busy. That's really not it. You know, I think the answer is maybe find ways to create balance in your life, but really, we need to stop talking about how busy we are.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's just the talking about it. So whether it's changing your phrasing like, oh yeah, we were on purpose, or just not referring to all the things that I have to do.
I'll pencil that into my to-do list. Thanks, Dr. Jenny.
There you go. I don't need to know how long the to-do list is, because the talking of it is putting the energy into it.
Right.
And we may not even be worked up about the things we have to do until we start talking about the things we have to do, and then all of a sudden we're worked up.
You always say that.
Yeah, I call it when Mike gets into his frantic mode.
I do. I get in frantic mode.
Yeah,
like I'm running
like
around trying
busy
to do.
And, you know, he starts rattling off all the things he has to do in the morning.
Wait, do you mean like a whirling dervish?
Yes, I turn into a whirling dervish.
He does. Yeah. And then you forget things and make mistakes.
you really want to sing today, don't you?
I had a dream about it.
You forget things and you make mistakes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you get frantic because you just have all these little things that you have to do.
I've been pretty astounded by how I've learned, as I've learned to slow down a little bit, how much I have people comment to me that I'm more enjoyable to be around.
Mm-hmm. I can say that is true from one of your oldest and dearest friends that I am.
And I want that. I want people to want to be around me and feel like I can stop and look at them and have a conversation.
Right.
Because
be
really, it's the connection that life is worth living for.
No doubt.
You could also call it being preoccupied when you're so busy.
Yes.
Because you always feel like if you're around a person that is always busy, you feel like they're preoccupied. I actually took conscious control over my schedule to give myself more time. But that's so painful for people to do. When you mention it to them, you can see them seize up. Oh, I could possibly do that. Mm-hmm. You know?
Time is money.
Right, exactly.
I think for me, the key was making a decision that my value was not based on what I do.
Correct.
My value is based on who I am. And when I slow down and I connect, I can really be more present for people. And I know that I'm a more enjoyable person to be around. So when I've had a 2-hour lunch break where I've just really chilled out and relaxed, I'm a different person coming in to work in the afternoon, and I have better connection with people versus filling every minute of my lunch hour with something crazy to do that maybe is not really that important.
You know what Mike and I are going to do after this podcast?
We don't want to know.
Take a nap.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm picking up my daughter at school because she's been away for 3 days on a class trip, and I cleared my schedule so I can just hang out and be with her and have no distractions.
And what are you going to do, Emily?
I have to go grocery shopping. I have to go to the post office. I have to go let the dog out. I have to babysit. Just kidding.
I think that's awesome that you're going to just spend the afternoon with your daughter.
Well, it's interesting because she's 10 and she will call me on it if I'm not giving her my full attention. And I have learned that even if I think I can get away with checking my email on my phone and look at all the things she made at school, it's not going to work.
Does she cup your face in her hands and turn your face towards her?
She did that when she was little.
That's like the classic thing for a kid to do when they don't feel like they're getting...
Well, and to be totally honest with you, if I'm not giving her the attention she deserves, especially after being away and not having her mom near her, she won't necessarily demand it of me, but I can see her shrink a little bit. She would literally hang out and talk with me for a while. And if I'm kind of talking, but I'm, you know, checking the papers on my desk, she will eventually walk away and she'll find something else to do. But it's like a little bit inside of her shrivels. That's the imagine I get. But if I stop and look right at her and give her my full attention, oh, just the joy that lights up in her eyes when she realizes she has it. And once I figured that out, oh, I don't want to disappoint her. I might have to set a boundary. I might have to say, I'm going to play with you or hang out and do stuff until 2 o'clock. And then at 2 o'clock, I'm going and I'll let her know, you know, because, you know, I have other things in my life to do as well. But if I can give her the attention I want to give her wholeheartedly and let her know that she's more important than my work, it's amazing the payoff. It's amazing. That's life. That's what I want right there.
Yeah. Busyness is really just all about being in your own head. It's the complete opposite of connecting with somebody else.
And I'm terrible at multitasking. I really can't do two things at once. And I've always thought that I could, and I've always wanted to be that person. And every time I tried to do it, nothing really works well.
Then she played Scrabble against me.
And that was that, huh?
And that was that. Mike, what are you doing? You're taking a nap.
Yes. Then I have to go do a theater performance tonight, though. So I'll be working again later.
So that'll...
I'm so busy.
Well, as Mike has his evening of being on purpose, and I get to enjoy my family. And Emily, what are you doing? Go to the post office and then go to the grocery
store? Really,
I'm
just going to babysit and hang out with my nephew.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's really fun. I love it. I hope we have inspired you just to think a little harder about how you're spending your time, and not so much even how you're doing it, but how you're talking about how you're doing it. It all starts in our mind first. We love that you tuned in to listen, and we hope that you join us again. Be well, everybody.
You've been listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it. Your host was Dr. Jenny Brook, vitality expert and wellness chiropractor at Spinal Corrective Center in Amherst, New Hampshire. If you live in the Southern New Hampshire area, schedule a health checkup with Dr. Jenny at 673-5600. That's 673-5600. For more information about Spinal Corrective Center, call 673-5600 or check out www.spinalcorrectivecenter.com. You can also find Dr. Jenny on Facebook at Spinal Corrective Center. Thank you for listening to Raw Talk about Full Potential Living for the health of it.